It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's the 8-10 Orioles hosting the 9-10 Cincinnati Reds in a 3-game series starting tonight at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And let's take a look at this series from the Reds' perspective. As joining us now on the Winter Nation Fan Guest Hotline is Joe Dannemann from Fox 19 in Cincinnati. And Joe, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what do you make of this Reds team through 19 games?
That they're too much like last year, and that's a disappointment so far for Cincinnati Reds fans. Look, this team is built around young stars, and you're going to see them this weekend in Baltimore. The three big names are Ellie De La Cruz, Matt McClain, and Hunter Green, who will be on display. And these guys are the real deal. These guys are going to be perennial all-stars in Major League Baseball, but they're all young. Now, Hunter's on a different level of professional maturity than the other two just because he's been in the league longer, and we're starting to see him now ascend past all-star to possible Cy Young candidate, and I think that's legitimate. But what's happening right now is this team is built around Matt McClain and Ellie De La Cruz, two young players, and it's hard to be a consistent winner when you rely so much on such young players, and that's what's happening to this team. They can really pitch it, but they really, really are inconsistent at the plate, and that's why they have a losing record early in the season.
Sounds a lot like the Orioles. I'm surprised.
Except for the pitching part.
Well, I'm just talking about the relying on kids to be their aircraft carriers. I'm surprised because they are young and athletic, and I know McClain missed a lot of time last year, but I'm surprised that they're not running more. Like, even during that stretch where they're losing every night 1-0, I'm just kind of like, can somebody work a walk and steal a base? Like, are you surprised they haven't been more aggressive?
Well, you said it there at the end, work a walk and then steal a base. They just don't get on base enough. Look, this team's going to be aggressive. That's their identity. And even though they had the manager change of firing David Bell and bringing in Terry Francona, a lot of the reasons David Bell was ousted in Cincinnati was just a lack of discipline when it came to the small things defensively and when it came to base running. This team makes more outs on the base pass than anybody. And they always hung their hat on the fact that they're going to be aggressive. They're going to put pressure on the defense. That's going to lead to some ugly outs trying to go first to third or stretch a double into a triple or try to steal third base. That's what they were. And I think they're the best version of themselves when they just let that caution go to the wind and just try to pick up extra bases and put pressure on defense. They just don't get on base enough. I think they're bottom fifth in the league in walks drawn. And that's really hurting their ability to try to take those extra bases. Look, if Ellie gets on base or Matt McClain gets on base, those guys are going this weekend. That's just what they do and who they are. They just aren't getting on base enough.
Former Oriole Austin Hayes is returning to Camden Yards tonight, and he had a really strong spring training before getting hurt, and now in the 3-game sample size, he's been really good for the Reds. What are you hoping to see him provide to this lineup?
Well, what's interesting, they decided when they signed him, they were going to plug him right in the middle of their lineup, which, again, is putting a new guy who did not perform well. And he talked openly about it last year. He just wasn't healthy for a lot of reasons. He wasn't producing, but that was the number one reason. This team is relying on him to be the big bat behind Ellie De La Cruz. And even if Austin Hayes outperforms what we expect him to do here in Cincinnati, it's still probably not good enough to build the middle of your lineup around a bat like him. But he's been great so far. As you mentioned, he was great in spring training. He's had a couple of home runs in his first handful of games with the Reds. They're relying on him to be a difference maker for the middle of their lineup. The one thing they were missing last year was a big, powerful, power-hitting right-handed bat in the outfield that they could plug right behind Matt McClain and Ellie De La Cruz. Austin Hayes wasn't certainly the first choice of the fan base, but he's the guy they've got, and they're relying on him. So far, he's been good. He's been healthy. When he's healthy, he's performed. The question is, can he perform to the level of really protecting Ellie De La Cruz and Matt McClain for this team to be a contender in September?
Talking with Joe Dannemann, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. So for people in Baltimore that haven't seen a lot of Ellie De La Cruz, what kind of freak show are they going to be watching this weekend?
He will probably do something that this weekend that you don't ever see or haven't ever seen before on a baseball field. It's the range of him as a defensive player. It's his speed on the base pass. It's his aggressive nature of playing the game. And he also plays the game with a modern flair. Like, he looks good in his uniform. He has a lot of swag to him. But it's what he does with the speed-power combination that on any given night, he can hit for the cycle, or he can hit two home runs, or he can steal three bases. He stole home last year. He's the kind of guy who just does things you haven't seen before. But again, there still are some rough edges to his games. He leads Major League Baseball in errors at shortstop. So you're seeing a young guy that this organization just has to allow to go through growing pains at a young age. And maybe there's too much pressure and expectation on him to be the guy when he is that young. But when he steps on a baseball field, he's one of those guys, make sure you're in your seat and not getting a beer or a hot dog, because he could do something you've never seen before when he's at the plate or in the field.
Joe, I've been telling people since we got on the air at 2 o'clock that Saturday afternoon you were going to want to watch Hunter Green, because since about the middle of last July, he might be the best starter in Major League Baseball, and he's always been able to throw the ball a million miles an hour and get swing and miss. He was kind of a two-pitch guy, and I think he maybe got a little default. You could kind of tell when the fastball was coming. What's happened with him his last 15, 20 starts that's allowed him to take the jump?
Okay, so this has been an interesting topic here in Cincinnati. The question you asked was the question we've been asking both Hunter Green and the Reds pitching coach, and what we've gotten is twofold. The number one is he's added a third pitch. It's a splitter that he'll throw between 10 and 15 times a game, and that's been a difference maker for him because you're right. He throws over 100 miles per hour, not only in the early innings. He's topping out over 100 in the seventh and eighth inning in his last couple of starts. That's been different for him. So adding that third pitch has really helped give him more diversity on the mound. And secondly, and probably more importantly, you know, they talked about this with Tarik Skubal of the Detroit Tigers, that when he just decided that his stuff was good enough and he was going to live in the zone and challenge hitters, that his game took off. And that's where Hunter Green has gone ever since the second half of last year and the start of this year. He doesn't nibble anymore. He comes right after hitters. He knows his stuff is good enough, and he's throwing strikes. His last outing, he had 98 pitches, and more than 70 were strikes. So if he's going to live there and not walk people and not nibble, and he's going to challenge hitters, you know, he should be talked about with Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens is put on this pedestal of the best pitcher in the National League under the age of, pick whatever age, 25 years old. Hunter Green's right there with him, and he's got the stuff to do it. The question is, can he do it throughout his whole season? He's done it since the second half of last year and the start of this year. He looks like a guy who can win a Cy Young, and right now he's pitching like a guy who can win a Cy Young because he just believes in his stuff to compete inside the zone.
Joe, before we let you go, we're 6 days away from the NFL draft. I wanted to get your thoughts on the Bengals offseason. They did re-sign T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, but haven't really done a whole heck of a lot else. What happens with Trey Hendrickson?
Gesicki's back.
And what happens with Trey Hendrickson, and how the heck are they going to improve that defense?
Yeah, this is interesting. Okay, so Trey Hendrickson, will start there. I'll maintain my stock line on Trey Hendrickson that he'll be a Bengal in 2025, but will he just play out the last year of his contract, or will this team reward him with another year on the back end of it? I kind of tend to think that they're going to let him play one more year and walk because of his age, and because despite how well he gets to the quarterback, he is a specialist. He is a sack the quarterback specialist, does nothing else to help you win, especially in the run game. So that's why I don't think the Bengals want to invest another heavy contract in Trey Hendrickson, but I do think he'll be a Bengal this season. Look, the formula's been all along. Pay Jamar, pay Joe, pay T, and then figure out the defense in the draft. Now, the big debate the next 6 days will be, what do the Bengals do in the first round? They have a huge hole at guard. Okay, do you protect Joe Burrow? Do you grow offensive line a second straight first round? Or do you just keep swinging at defense in the draft because that's been your plan to pay the offense and draft on defense? I tend to think they will load up on defense and maybe go guard on the second day and then just draft heavy defense throughout. That's the only way this team can fix their defense is by getting it right in the draft. And the problem is, guys, the Bengals haven't gotten it right a lot on defense in the draft recently. So that's kind of the catch-22 as the Bengals enter draft week next week. But I do think you're going to see this team go heavy draft because on defense, because that's really the only way they can fix their defense.
Joe Dannemann, always great catching up with you, man. Thank you so much for your time.
You guys, we'll talk soon.
All right. Coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. And let's put aside Lamar Jackson, Kyle Hamilton, Tyler Linderbaum. What about some second-tier guys that are probably looking for some more money? Kyle Van Noy, Rashad Bateman, Derrick Henry. Who is EDC going to feed before the season? We'll discuss.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Next year on The Fan.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year. But I love being a part of the solution, and that's what we'll be.
Eric DaCosta talking at the end of season press conference and talking about his favorite season, the off season, and the off season work is still ahead. There's still some work to be done, and we're going to set aside the major extensions right now, guys. No, not talking Lamar, Hamilton, Linderbaum, but there's a few guys. Derrick Henry. There's been a lot of discussion about giving him a small extension, and both Kyle Van Noy and Rashad Bateman. They don't have much money here, and they're both coming off big years, and they want a taste. Who would you give money to first of this group?
Well, I'm looking at upside. I'm looking at age. I'm looking at what have I invested in this person in terms of development, in terms of draft capital, in terms of finances. Like, what have we endured to get here? And there's been a lot with Bateman, and I think you've got a chance now to go to him a year after – He killed himself with that stupid holdout, and he blew his leverage, and he took really nothing to stay here. Yep. Because they held all the cards, and I think they've learned over the years a little bit of bedside manner, and it obviously worked well with Ronnie Stanley to get him a year later to come back. I would rather go to him now off of one breakthrough season than have to try to get him and Zay done next offseason. And guess what? You need legitimate weapons on offense. And I think they've finally come to understand that. They've come to embrace it, and they've come to develop and cultivate it. So I'm going to him now saying, hey, you know what? You showed a lot of maturity. You showed a lot of growth last year. And I'm not going to pay him like he's a top wide receiver.
No.
But I'm going to try to secure multiple future years from him now. Right on offense, it's him and Likely. I've talked about the Linderbaum thing. I'm trading him. It's just me.
Would you trade him this offseason?
I'd trade him whenever.
Okay.
You got 11 picks. This is a draft that's got offensive linemen. I mean, it's a center. Like, I said when they drafted a center there, a guy really better, like, be generational.
You called him all world.
Well, I was being facetious, Bone.
You did call him all world.
I did.
And one could argue, Jason, it's better drafting a really good center than drafting a bad player in the first
round. It is, but I'm not paying him over $20 million a year. I'm not. Now, especially when I've got actual receivers that need to be paid and wide receiver money's going crazy. So that's where I am on offense. Van Noy, like, it's so little money that he could stay away for a really long time and not really feel it, and it could get a little ugly and get a little weird, and he's been here more than a year. He hasn't just showed and played for you for 1 year, the first year of his contract. He doubled down. He came real cheap.
Yeah.
As another guy, I don't know why you did multiple years, bro, at that price point, but you did it. But I also understand, okay, they said it was you benefited from Clowney being here. Okay, well, Clowney's not here anymore. And it's a new defensive coordinator who was in over his head at first. And this dude still had a career year. And there's no veteran. Like, the front seven is devoid of true veteran presence. I mean, yeah, Matabike is not on his rookie deal anymore. But, like, he hasn't played in Super Bowls like Van Noy. He wasn't part of a Patriots dynasty like Van Noy. He's never gone to another team for big money like Van Noy did to the Lions. I just think it's a different perspective. It's a guy who really fits here. I think he is very much a veteran leader for them, and I'd want to try to keep him happy. Derrick Henry was just an unrestricted free agent 13 months ago, and he wanted to do a multi-year deal, and I'll give him more. I'll goose his incentives. I'm not adding future guarantees and future money in future years for a running back as great as he is with 3,000 carries.
But Jason, I feel like it's the same thing though, and you said it. Van Noy agreed to do multi-year deal. He could have went the one-year route again.
By the way, one thing needs to be made pretty clear. I don't think Kyle Van Noy's showing up.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless they give him something. He'll retire.
And you could say, well, Henry, the same thing. Well, running back is different. You're not really part of a group. Yeah. It's a one-man gang. No, what the hell do they need Derrick? Derrick Henry works on his own. He's a crazy specimen. Everything fits. I think you need Van Noy's presence around here.
And the other thing is the Van Noy contract was more front-loaded than the Henry. Like, Henry's still got some decent...
He's still real money.
Yes. Van Noy's was pretty front-loaded. Like, I think if they don't give him something, I think he's going to retire. And Bateman, if they don't give him something, I think he's going to hold out. Henry's going to show up. So that's another difference between these three guys.
Agreed.
Like, those two dudes aren't showing up unless they goose them.
And if Henry does it too, again, he's going to show up for the game checks because they're substantial enough. And you don't really need... you don't need him around here. Like, I think, especially if we think they're going to draft multiple edges and multiple D linemen, and they're going to try to integrate these guys, I think there's some value in having Van Noy feeling good about being a Raven.
Yeah, and for reference, Henry's making $7 million. Van Noy's making $375 million do his way.
12 sacks, $375 million, Bum.
Not a lot of money for that type of production.
Hey, coming up next, we get back to the Orioles. And remember, Orioles play the Reds first of three at 7 at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Baltimore Baseball tonight, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, they're at Pickles. They start at 6. But all the young dudes, and we're going to take a look at two guys. One who's young in his major league career, but not young in life. Tomoyuki Sugano, his start last night. And then look forward to tomorrow. Another young dude, Brandon Young, making his first major league start tomorrow. What do we expect to see from him?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next here on The Fan. Orioles win last night 6-2. They've won two in a row for the first time this year. They've won a series for the first time this year. And the story was Tomoyuki Sugano. He's young in his major league career, even though he's 35 years old. And to me, that was the best start we've seen from an Oriole pitcher this year. 7 innings, 5 hits, no walks, 2 earned runs. He gave up back-to-back homers in the third inning. He did strike out 3, including Stephen Kwan to start the game, where he just looked stupid.
Yeah, I think having a quality beginning to that game was huge for him coming off of the last one. Kwan looked ill-prepared for that at-bat, which is highly unusual for him.
Yep.
Sagano didn't walk anybody, which is highly unusual for him. The strikeouts ticked up, a little more swing and miss than we become accustomed to. And they did hit nine balls, 95 miles an hour or more, but most of them landed in somebody's glove. This was far and away his best outing. I wouldn't have sent him out there for the seventh. They did, and he rewarded them with a clean inning. I hope it's something he can build off of. I think that's a lineup that we're going to see over 162 games is not particularly good there for the Guardians. And so I still think, you know, more challenges await for Sagano, but being able to start the game clean for a couple of innings, being able to rebound when he gave up the back-to-back home runs to guys towards the back end of a not great lineup, and then still be able to give you seven innings, was all that is things that were not on his dance card previously.
Him rebounding after the back-to-back, because when they went back-to-back, guys at the bottom of the lineup, you're thinking, oh, geez, here we go again.
Oh, yeah.
And then he retired 14 of the last 17 batters that he faced. But one of the most important things, and it's easy in theory, is getting out number one. The batters that lead off innings against Sugano heading into last night, they almost got on base 50% of the time. He got the first guy out in five of the seven innings to set him up for success.
By the way, as far as sending him out for the seventh, I don't know that they do that unless Kershaw hits the home run in the sixth. Like once it became 6-2, I was more comfortable with him going out for the seventh. If it was 4-2, I'm completely with you. I'm not sending him out for the seventh.
I just think as rattled as he's looked at times, there was a big part of me that was like, just take this as a win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't. And I'm not saying he's going to necessarily blow the game, but he walks a guy. He gives up a gapper into the, you know what I mean, for a double. Somebody else has got to come in with runners on second and third. And he leaves, you know what I mean, thinking, oh, I didn't finish well. Now, again, that's how I was thinking. It turned out none of that occurred. He gets through seven. He still doesn't throw 90 pitches. Yeah. I also wondered, with him never really being used to the 4-day versus the 5-day.
Yes, that was
that, that was another time, reason why I was like, geez, are we really going to try to get another inning at him? Even though the pitch count's low. I understand the pitch count's low. They were right. It worked out expertly because there was a part of me thinking if he does end up throwing 95 pitches or something like that and they have to just keep coming back on shorter rest after having only done it, well, we would call normal rest. What in Japan would consider lesser rest. I just, as fragile as it's looked so far, there was a part of me that's like, just leave well enough alone.
So let's go from a guy who's young in his major league career to a guy who's just young, Brandon Young, who is going to make his MLB debut tomorrow. Here's Brandon Hyde earlier today talking about Young.
Yeah, it's you never know what you're going to get with someone's major league debut, and he's had a couple of good appearances down in Norfolk, and hopefully he is able to calm the nerves down and give us a good start tomorrow afternoon.
So he's going against Hunter Green, who you've documented, Jason, might be the best pitcher in baseball right now. I don't know what you hope he gives you four solid innings. You take it as a win?
I mean, keep you in the game. And again, staying in this game against that starting pitcher is a little different standard, because I think the whole league would tell you, boy, if you scratch out two or three against Hunter Green, you've done something. So, I mean, look, Brandon Young, they're high on. They've developed him. This is a rare homegrown kid who now is, under this regime, going to get a start, a major league game. Through 89 innings at AAA last year. He's had three starts at AAA this year. Two of them were fantastic. One was rough. He's probably known about this start for a week. He's been given ample time to prepare. He's had time to get his family there and everything else. It's not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am situation. He has legitimate velocity. This isn't a junk ball or anything like that. And he's got some deception in his game that has really helped him at the minor league level. I know he's a willing learner. He's got the growth mindset. He's someone who, you know, they think could be a real find for them. We had Eric Longenhagen on the show this week, who covers them for Fangraphs and, you know, just wrote up their top 50 prospects again.
He likes
him. He's high on Brandon Young. Right. He thinks Brandon Young could be a legitimate number three-ish starter at the major league level. I don't know that I'm ready to go there, but the kid has had good command. He understands how to pitch off his fastball, and he's hard to pick up at times. I don't know. Things have not gone great for them at the major league level with young starters, by and large. Is this just a one-off? You know what I mean? Like, how much of a leash does he get no matter what happens? That's sort of what I'm interested to see, because it didn't sound to me like Eflin was around the corner. And Gibby's still weeks away. I mean, I got to think Gibby's three times more at Norfolk at least.
Well, that's where I was going to say, you would think he's, assuming it's not a disaster tomorrow, you would think he's going to be up until Gibson's ready, because right now they're not carrying five starting pitchers. So the corresponding move you would think is going to be a bullpen.
And one more variable to that, and that is from Brandon Hyde. We got an update on Grayson Rodriguez today. Yeah. Here's the skipper.
Update on Grayson. We got the results back. He's going to, we're going to get some other opinions on it. So there's really nothing to report at this time. We're gathering information from second opinions from other doctors, and we'll have more to give you sometime next week when all that stuff comes back.
As I said to you earlier, Jason, when you go get second opinions, it's not because the first opinion was everything looks great. It's because it's not good. We had a second opinion on Andrew Kittredge a few weeks ago, and he ended up having knee surgery. I don't think we're seeing Grayson Rodriguez this year.
No, it sounds to me like there's some sort of procedure or procedures in Grayson's future, and I think we're going to have to see who performs it and when. And, yeah, I mean, if you go to get multiple opinions when you're trying to make the best out of a bad situation, you don't go because the first guy said, yeah, just let him soft toss in a week and let the swelling go down and he'll be fine. Like, no. And look, he wasn't even recovered from the latest other setback. Yeah. He was barely even on the track back from that. And all this stuff is obviously interconnected. He's going to go into next year, and we're going to be saying the same thing. We're going to be saying that's three straight years that have been highly compromised by injury. The kid has never thrown more than 120 innings in a season at any level. They have not been able to keep him healthy to build him up. And I do think, again, it begs a lot of questions about what the hell was going on in Sarasota, what the hell was going on in Fort Myers. Like, on the heels of Kyle Bradish saying, they had me out there pitching in significant discomfort for nine starts in the regular season last year before I had to be shut down with season-ending surgery. Like, on the heels of that, we chronicled what went on down there and how horse bleep it looked in real time. And I don't think Grayson Rodriguez ever felt good this spring, ever. They had already bumped him from one start, right? They had pushed him back. I don't think the kid was ever anywhere close to fine, and I don't think they had a good enough handle on it.
Orioles and Reds three-game series starts tonight at 7. Baltimore Baseball Tonight live from Pickles. That's Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken, starts at 6 here on The Fan. We'll come back, get the text of the day, and get you ready for Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bob Haney swinging two bats in the on-deck circle. Him and Ryan Ripken start at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, this from Jeff Srebeck, who covers the Ravens for The Athletic. Our Darius Washington had until the end of business today to sign an offer sheet with another team. He has not. He's expected to sign his tender with the Ravens soon. That's for $3.26 million.
Jason, you've covered this league for a long time. Something that I don't understand: why do NFL teams not mess with restricted free agents?
Collusion.
You just rarely see
collusion.
It.
Collusion. You don't pee in my backyard, I won't pee in yours. That's how guys get raises before they're, I'm using air quotes, supposed to. Like, it's like a gentleman's agreement. Like, Belichick did it a few times. I mean, it happens sometimes, but they just talk themselves out of it. Oh, the other team will match anyway. Mm. But yeah, it's collusion. Dude, Lamar Jackson didn't get a phone call.
That's a whole separate.
It's collusion.
Atlanta was cool with Desmond Ridder, Jason. They were. Who did we have on? You knew the guy. Covered the Falcons.
Jeff Schultz.
Signed some
Jeff
guards.
Jeff Schultz been a columnist there forever.
Yeah, and he's like, no, we got guards. We got defensive linemen.
Yeah, they're going to pay a bunch of guards.
And Desmond Ridder's going to be fine. And yep. A year later, Desmond Ridder ain't there.
They had the second most cap space in football that year. That team, any other team, but that team the most. Why they didn't make a move.
One other sports note: Jazz Chisholm has been suspended one game for his Twitter his tweet.
Well, he got thrown out of the game.
Yes, and then he tweeted.
And then he tweeted immediately from the clubhouse.
Yes, which you're not allowed.
The umps.
Yes,
Twitter. Lord knows they got to protect these umps. I mean, at all cost. I mean, above anything else in baseball, let's kowtow, genuflect, and protect the guys who every single night make a meal of balls and strikes. Yeah. And we've got better adjudicated games at AAA because the technology has existed for years and it's been working down there for years. But we don't want to mess with these guys' egos. So let them keep butchering the games that really count. It's great.
Look where the pitch was. The pitch was legitimately close to the dirt. I mean, it was at his shins.
It was low and away. It's a joke. Mook. Let's get the text of the day. Oh, sorry, Ben. Now let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check.
Text today is sponsored by Oarsman Automotive. It's driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text today comes from Melvin in Owings Mills, who says, I'd like to see them extend Derrick Henry. Seems like he enjoys being in Baltimore and might be willing to take a bit of a discount to finish his career here like Stanley.
Discount? He just signed a multi-year deal a year ago.
I still be willing to tack on a year.
I would tack on a year. But by the way, running backs don't get paid, so I don't know what a discount is.
Especially a 30-year running back.
Yeah, like these guys, Saquon.
What do you think he would ask for at this point, Jason, even coming off that season?
I don't think it would work that way. I think he would kind of, his representative would sort of say, well, you know, he outperformed this, he outperformed that, and they'd kind of wait to see what the team did and then react to that. I'd offer him, like I said, I'd offer him an even more expanded incentive package, but you got to do it to get it. That's just where I would be.
Quickly, Jason, before we have to step out and get you ready for Butter and Baseball tonight, NFL Network, while we've been in here, has been showing the Steelers-Packers Super Bowl, which is interesting because Aaron Rodgers beating the Steelers, and this seems like the Steelers are the only team for Aaron Rodgers. He went on McAfee yesterday and said a lot, but I don't know what he said. But are the Steelers... Have they moved on? You would think if he wanted to be there, he'd have signed already.
I mean, until they have a better option, it's a possibility. He also said he'd play for $10 million, yes, which I would absolutely hold him to that. Like if I did bring him in, I'm not giving you a penny over that.
Yeah, that's what
and
you
if
said. You,
and if that's not okay with you, then that's fine. You go say what you want to say on the McAfee show, and I'm going to go to my local beat guys, and I'm going to show them the offer sheet. Let's see what happens in the draft. There's still Kirk Cousins.
It has not been a good offseason for the Steelers.
No.
It has not been a good offseason at all for them. Yeah.
He was catching the ball from Aaron Rodgers at UCLA. You thought at that point you thought it was done.
Look, he's got no other options. So no. It could still happen. I mean, Tomlin clearly is okay with it, but there's other pressing matters right now, obviously this draft that is now less than a week away. And look, Aaron Rodgers people will get hurt. Like quarterbacks will get hurt in OTAs. Quarterbacks will fall down in the shower. Like it'll happen.
So to that point, he's playing. He's not retiring.
I don't think he's retiring.
Keep it locked in here because coming up next, it's Baltimore baseball tonight. Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken are going to get you ready for the Orioles and Reds. A three-game series starts tonight at 7. BBT is next here on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.